Now, earlier on this week, the Minister for Higher Education was in the county, Simon Harris, and he was doling out the money, several million euro, for several projects in relation to the Kerry Education and Training Board, both for Tralee, Mona Valley and in Listowel. Councillor Jim Finucane of Fine Gael is Cathaoirleach of Kerry ATV, and he spoke about the value of education and particularly in relation to its role at trying to combat drug abuse among younger people. And with that in mind, we have him on the programme this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, you made that link and you made that point. What message are you trying to get across about where things are going in our fight against drug abuse in our community?
Well, firstly, Jerry, as you said in the introduction, it was a huge day for Kerry Educational Training Board, both for the Listowel campus and Tralee campus. In effect, in the region of over 10 million were invested in building new buildings to facilitate the expansion of apprenticeship and trainee. But one of the issues that we have been discussing at board level, and we have a small team of people, we have looking at the whole area of why young people, first of all, bright young people, will buy drugs. What reasoning is behind it? What drives them? Are there educational needs? Are they frustrated in the system and they tend to drop out? And we still have people, if you like, falling through the cracks in the system. And what I'm trying to establish along with key members of our staff and with the board is a pilot scheme where we look at these very essential questions. What makes somebody purchase an illicit drug which can damage them, destroy their family? And look at the reasons for that, because we've known from some people, and I think James Leonard, people will be familiar with his podcast, but he talked about falling out of the educational system because he was dyslexic, I think, was one of the issues. So it's about if there are gaps in our system, or if we can pinpoint areas where we can bring people back into the system after a lapse. But I think it's one of the big questions facing our society at the moment, and in every town in this county, in every town throughout the country. You know, drugs are there and the guards are fighting a battle, but it's like a war of attrition. But I think some of the key questions really are not being addressed. And I feel as an educational board, and we like to think we have a reputation as being at the forefront of a number of key issues, but this is one I've spoken with officials in the court service, the Department of Justice, and the concept is that we will hopefully in the not too distant future establish a pilot program where we try to bring all the groups together, whether it's health, whether it's educational disadvantage. Do we need to design a course to bring people back if they do get rehabilitation, so to give people a second chance if that's what's required? But I don't feel that it's good enough for the state just to end its responsibility for training and education if people go through a bad period in their lives. And I think we have to reach out to those people. And I think it's one of the key questions facing our society as we speak.
So you're talking about giving people second chances, is that right?
Yes, and that the system should be able to identify whether it is in a young student or a young trainee or a young apprentice if there are difficulties. And there might be people on the spectrum, there might be people that have particular very personalised difficulties in education or certain subjects, and that we should be able to, number one, pinpoint these difficulties and facilitate them in a way that allows them to continue. And on the other side of this is that there are people who have fallen from the system and might have got down a particular road, is to bring them people back, and, you know, that sometimes at a very young age, their whole lives are ahead of them. But it shouldn't, making one error or bad judgment shouldn't be the benchmark for the rest of their lives. And I believe that everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah, well, look, I know I was watching a Nationwide recently, the two gentlemen who were in that podcast come from one of the most socially deprived areas in Cork City. They've totally turned their lives around through education.
Yes.
They get that second chance and are now involved themselves in social work.
Absolutely. And the one thing that comes across from this, I think in the case of James Leonard and his colleague, I mean, it was two members of the Gardaí that found him. And they just said to him, you know, if you don't do something, and he was on the steps of some housing estate in Cork, you're not going to survive. You're not going to live through this experience. So it was the human intervention. And I think that one of the things we've progressed in Kerry College, for example, is we have an admissions office in Tralee, and we have one in Killarney now as well. But I would encourage parents and young people to call into our admissions office, find out about courses, find out what aptitudes, sit down and talk to somebody. Because I think that so much of our information is online, and you get, you know, some of these helplines, then, I, I'm not the most technically advanced individual, but when you get 9 or 10 options and at the end of the process you talk to nobody and you're left hanging for 20 minutes, I think the basic thing, if you're involved in education, trying to be of service to people, you need to sit down and talk to somebody, find out what they're feeling. And that's not something sometimes people will say over the phone. So we've gone through the CEO forum, and let me say, you know, Kerry ETB was the driver behind the apprenticeships being mentioned and being part of the CEO process. And so we drove that, and we were the pilot program for that to implement it. So we're just continuing a process where we want to be seen as an educational and training board, an innovator, and at the forefront of this thing. And I'm fortunate as chairman to have a chief executive, Colin McAvoy, and a senior management team that are equally committed, along with board members, that we want to make a difference and we want to make a change. But this, to my mind, with young people and with the availability of drugs at the moment, to me, is the defining question.
It's on the rise. A survey, and we began surveying the population in 2002, but it showed, another one was carried out in 2019, 2020. It showed from 2003, people who reported drug use in their lifetime risen from 18 to 31%. So yeah, almost doubling, and we are under pressure with it. I know a lot of people get in touch with us from. So more resources needed, I'd say, Jim, to help educational bodies to try and intervene in these areas, I'd imagine, finally and briefly.
Absolutely. I hope within the next number of weeks that we will have approval for a pilot scheme in Kerry Educational Training Board, in conjunction to the Department of Justice, the Court Service, and a number of other state agencies, to begin to ask these questions, and hopefully to come up with a number of options, maximising our own resources in career guidance, Capinelli, outdoor. There are a number of factors that we have in situ at the moment, and
that,
we want
can
to
help the situation.
The best use.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Jim, interesting point, and good luck with the work, and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.